We are live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cdsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CDSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Intlakebmch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetkata Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Good, really good. This is the beginning of the year. This is our first sit here with...
Absolutely. This is 2024.
Holy.
January 4th. It's going to be an amazing show, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our usual guests coming in. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a hold of our brother, Wegedesk. But we'll have an interview. We're going to be playing part two of our interview with Dr. Akvan. Also, we're going to have Shkwait Shachlach coming in online, and also Lady Faima. But first, we're going to play a song from, and it's a pick of Lily, my number one fan from California. And she picked Madame Frankenstein. And the song is called The Eyes of the Mountain, which we were just discussing. Our mountains need some snow, and hopefully this will bring it to us. Because we need it for summertime.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to suffer if we don't. But anyways, we welcome everybody from all over the world, from England, Australia, India, Japan, China, Ukraine, Russia, England, wherever you are in the world, Australia. We welcome you. We thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity and human growth. And we're very excited, so we're going to start off with our show right now with Madame Frankenstein, the Eyes of the Mountain. So listen, enjoy. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Madame Frankenstein, The Eyes of the Mountain. And that was a pick of Lily, quite an energizer. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedus. How are you doing, man?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me on, Eagle Nation, all our viewers and listeners around the world. So great to be in touch with you guys again in this new, exciting year.
Yeah, it was. The other one went by so fast, and we're looking forward to a really great one this year. But we'd love to start off with some deep breaths. Would you please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths?
Absolutely, folks. This is my favorite part. So let's get our body nice and relaxed. Have some good posture if you're sitting down or standing up. And as we breathe in, we want to imagine and feel all the abundance and health in our life. And as we exhale, we just want to let everything go and ultra relax. So let's do three of these in a row, and we'll go in 3, 2, 1. Let's go all the way in. Full exhale, and if you can do a sigh at that, that'll even help a little bit more. Amazing. So good. One more all the way in. Ultra exhale, let everything go. That feels so good.
Wow, man, that was so awesome. Thank you so much. That was
so easy to do.
Yeah, it's always so energizing getting that oxygen into our brains and our lungs and our blood system. It's just a very special way of starting our program here. And we have a special subject, and it's on New Year's resolutions. So we'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Definitely, Chief. That's a great choice for this new year that we just started. And it's particularly relevant to me because at the end of this month, I will be in court. And it's a massive court case. I know our listeners might have heard a little bit about it before. It has a lot to do with improving child protections. Mm-hmm. And I am calling out big companies like the Government of Canada, like Aviva Insurance. These are like massive corporations, billion-dollar corporations. And the reason why I'm telling you about it is because if I'm pointing the finger outward, and I also have to be pointing the finger inward. It does nobody any good to just point the finger outward without using it as an opportunity to improve ourselves. And this reminds me of the very real meditation process of reflection and how the things that we see and judge going on outside of us, in my opinion, are also going on inside of us on some level. And so New Year's resolutions is always a great time. The New Year's itself is a bit of a ceremony, and ceremonies are a great way to create a reminder, a reason to not go back to doing what we were doing before. Self-improvement, evolution, self-empowerment, these are all things that Eagle Nation is all about, and that's why we do this show, is to spread our awareness and our tools that we've cultivated. Chief, I know you and me really connect on a level because we had some very traumatic upbringings, and they could have taken us down, but instead, they were a catalyst for us to find tools and practices and philosophies that improve us and make us stronger and better for it. And so the New Year's is always a great time to do that, and I'm really grateful to share that tool of reflection with you and the listeners because it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. Even something as simple as driving in traffic and somebody ignorantly cutting me off, and I make a judgment and I'm like, that's an idiot out there. I've got to look back inside and say, okay, I must be an idiot somewhere inside of myself. Mm-hmm. Right? And yeah. So just say, well, where am I being an idiot? And I can say, oh, you know what? I've been slipping a little bit in one of my evolutions or my progressions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that ability to reflect, we get whole new powerful truths inside of us. And so, yeah, that's what comes to mind with me when I think about all that kind of stuff. How about you, Chief?
Beautiful. For me, I just want to always remember because one of my mantras is to, you know, not rest until my good is better and my better is best. And this Nice. Is something that, you know, was instilled in me from my own father and my own educational background. And this is something that I want to remember more and more, especially in this year. I want to become better and better and, you know, become the best at whatever I'm doing. And that's something that we can choose to do and follow. And that's my choice and wish for this year. And thank you so much for coming in and joining us and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and your breaths. It's always amazing. It's just a very wonderful time when you make it on with us.
Absolutely, Chief. And for our listeners, in case you want to follow along with updates or learn more about my court case, my YouTube channel, Wega Paul, W-E-G-A, and then second word, Paul, or my website, wegadesk.com, W-E-G-A-D-E-S-K, like you're sitting down to do work at your desk, wegadesk.com. Those are some great places to see what's going on with this court case. And it is one of Canada's largest lawsuits, and it is keeping accountable the child predators that hide in sports and other institutions, as well as exposing the profiteering that Aviva Insurance Canada has been doing, particularly with me and other victims of similar circumstances. So I highly encourage you all to, you know, just check out what I'm doing, because it's huge and awesome, and all part of what Eagle Nation Universal Production Society does is improve our community.
Beautiful. Well, we thank you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon and seeing all, hearing about all your updates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the best to you guys. I love you guys so much.
Yeah. Aww. Lots of love to you, and have a great rest of your week and day.
Bye for now, y'all.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
All right. That was our brother, Wegadesk, and we will be talking with you later, Celia.
Yeah. That's fun.
So, but we're going to continue on with our program. We're going to play a song for our second part of our interview with Dr. Akvan, and we're going to play a song from him, and it's from a band called Acid Dad, and the song is called Living with the Creature. So have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. acid dad living with the creature. Pretty psychedelic.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we do have our interview part two of Dr. Akvan, and we're going to be playing that right after this. So stay tuned, everyone. Here it comes. For all the history that you've gone through, it just reminded me of James Bond, and it gave me that somebody to look up to, somebody to know that, you know, we can all make a difference, we can do things. Sometimes it takes a lot of courage and just getting into some very dangerous situations, and to go into a war country and come out and survive, that's an incredible feat. I remember when I was reading up on Sri Lanka and some of the reporters that were there and the journalists that went there, and they came back and many of them didn't survive. Many of them like took their lives. They just couldn't handle the horrors of humanity and just all the destruction that they were witness to. And it's a really hard and extremely hard thing to overcome. And you were able to do it in all these countries. You had to physically go in there knowing that there was war and the likelihood of death and violence is really high, and yet you willingly went to those places, went in, survived, and were able to come out. And I remember because Salar, our other member here, he was the one that introduced me to your one of your seminars. And you discussed on the issues of all the destruction, the genocide that arose in each of those countries. And I remember from that interview, you were saying that there was something that linked them, a lot of them together, were radio programs of negativity, like hate speeches and talking about hate crimes, and it came to pass. They happened. And it really made me realize, like, because at the time we just lost Counselor Fari, and she was the brainchild of this program, and she was very instrumental in putting together the program, all the different segments that we try to follow. And when she passed into the spirit world, I felt lost, and I was thinking that maybe this isn't the way that I should be. But when I heard your special seminar and talk, it really inspired me to want to continue and to provide something that's positive, something that's gonna grow humanity and grow some positivity. I needed it myself, because with Counselor Fari, she was my polar opposite. She was so positive and so loving, and I was on the opposite spectrum, just based on what I went through in my life, just surviving genocide here, and from my parents and community. It made me very rigid and negative, and I had no other avenues. And when I met with Counselor Fari, and she had all this positivity and unconditional love, and I saw how it was changing my own community, and as I worked with her for 25 years, I've seen her positive influence all over North America. And so after she was gone, it just made me search, and it when Salar introduced me to your great work and all that you've done, it just really, really inspired me and pushed me into working hard at this positivity and trying to grow myself and help bring other people that may be in that like-minded state. And so I'm just so privileged and honored to have you come here, and just want to come and meet all of us and just be a part of this program where we're trying to build the world into a more positive place. And with Councillor Fari, she said that it would be great to bring in world achievers, and we believe and we know that you're a world achiever. Mm-hmm. You've gone into this world and you've done that.
Absolutely.
And we would like to know how you survived all those places and how you came to the conclusion on the radio programs.
You've said many very important and thoughtful things, and let me begin by saying it's my honor and pleasure to see you in person after mm-hmm. our telephone interview, and it also fills me with hope to see such wonderful, thoughtful people as you and your colleagues. But you said something which really struck with me. You said when Councillor Fari passed to the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, was full of meaning, because this is not necessarily the way people usually speak about the human condition, what it means to be human. So we begin with the premise that there's a duality to human nature. There is a lower self, that self which draws us to greed, anger, violence, selfishness, all of the things that debase us, all of the things that divide us and create sadness and injustice and oppression and all of the things that we see around us. But then there's the spiritual side, our noble self, which is capable of selflessness, transcendence, love, compassion. And in fact, we need to reflect on what does it mean to be powerful? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be successful? All of the things that we're chasing in our society, which mm-hmm. end up being illusions. The real power is having a pure and powerful soul. The real power is looking beyond all the distractions which we mistake for success and accomplishment and all of this. These mirages. So, and why do I begin with this? Because it answers, in a sense, all of the questions that you've asked, both about how I have confronted being immersed in intense suffering of others for so many years, but also why it is that evil things happen. Mm-hmm.